Joining us now by phone, our friend Larry Weber from Carlton County. How are things?
Everything is just wonderful. We have a mild morning of temperatures at our house here of 24 degrees, which brings out some fog, which is something we don't normally get. We had the high temperature yesterday of 35 degrees, which was the high temperature for the whole month. And that made a little change in the statistics as far as the temperature for the whole month. But it sounds like Mother Nature is going to turn things around later today. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we may not be, and I don't expect to be, above zero any of those days. So we'll end the year with quite a surge. This has been just an amazing, amazing December. I have absolutely loved it. I don't have the statistics of how much snow you've had up in your area, but I'm sure you've had plenty and maybe a lot more than what's been recorded in Duluth. And the same thing with the South Shore. However, if you looked at the Weather Service statistics, they are quite amazing. We have had Weather Service records go back until the 1890s when it comes to snowfall. And from then until now, that's what, almost 125 years, there has been only two Decembers that have had more than 40 inches of snow. Well, number three is right on the brink. We are exactly at 39.8 as of this morning, but with a little bit of snow later today, should get over 40 inches again. So number three, snowfall, fabulous, absolutely terrific. Mm-hmm. And the snow has been so wonderful, too, that it has been cold enough that it's a powdery snow. It's just been beautiful. And then if you take a look at the other statistic of December, and that is cold, the temperature for the whole month as of today is about 5.5 degrees above zero, which places it in the top 10. Now, the statistics for temperature go back all the way to 1870, so this is a little bit longer. And it is an impressive number to get up in the top 10. And it's the coldest coldest December we've had since the year 2000. And so, yes, it'll put the two together. It is just fabulous. I have absolutely loved it. I was telling someone yesterday, it kind of reminds me of going to a movie or going to a sports event where you're waiting for just a big finale, and boy, this year has done it. It's just given us just a terrific big finale. Well, if you look back at the entire year, we have had a very strange year. I wouldn't say it's a year of extremes, but I would say we had a few extreme things happen. If you go back to last spring as an example, we had the late and very cool spring, lots of snow in April, but that was followed, once it settled down, it was followed by quite hot July and August, quite hot, over 90 degrees several times, and it's easy to forget the cold when that happens. And then we got into fall. Fall was pretty much normal, and then we had December. So we really had some different things to look at. It's going to be very unusual. Matter of fact, I don't think it's happened at all before in the weather statistics that in a single calendar year there was one month of 50 inches of snow, and that was April, and another month of 40 inches of snow, and that's December. I don't think that's happened at all in a calendar year before. The record snowfall for a whole seasonal year in Duluth at the Weather Service is 135.5 inches. Calendar year, they don't keep track of. But if you care to throw in a calendar year, we have 150 inches this year. So, yeah, it's been a bit impressive. As a response to that, other things going on of note, we are past the solstice now, and yes, days are starting to get longer. I don't think we notice it much in the morning, but we do start to notice it in the late afternoons. The sunset today is at 4:27. The sunset earliest 2 weeks ago was 4:20. So we are getting some change. The sunrises are still late. We start, as of tomorrow, we start having the latest sunrise of the whole year, and that is 7:54. And we do that for several days in a row, and then it starts getting earlier again. So shortly after we pass the first of the year, the sunrises start getting a little bit earlier. The days are getting longer. We are now in approaching the new moon phase. I think it's kind of unique that the first of the year would happen at about the same time as the new moon phase. Other things of note, the bird feeders continue to be active. I have pretty much settled down with the same species coming again and again and again. I have three kinds of woodpeckers, the downy hairy and red-belly woodpecker, show up on a regular basis, pretty much every day. But this week I also had a visit from the pileated woodpecker, and they are just tremendous birds. They are so huge, and most of the time the pileateds that we have around here stay back in the woods. I see or hear them every couple of days, but I don't usually see them at a bird feeder. Well, perhaps it was the cold, but one of them came this week, and I expect it will probably be coming back for more. The nuthatches have been coming and going, both white-breast and red-breast nuthatches. The chickadees, blue jays showed up again this week. And then the finches, the only finches this winter so far, and I think it will probably stay that way, are the goldfinches. And it's too bad. I don't think we're going to have redpolls this winter. If we haven't seen any by this time, we probably won't. There are plenty of birds around that don't come to bird feeders. And this morning I heard a barred owl calling. I have not been hearing them lately, and it's probably because of the cold. But last night we didn't get very cold, and so it was out there calling. Still seeing bald eagles, crows, and ravens on a regular basis. But I got to tell you about another sighting I had this week. I was cross-country skiing, and I scared up this bird about the size of a blue jay. It had black and white on its wings, and it was a shrike, a northern shrike. Shrikes are really, really interesting birds. They kind of break the mold of classification. They are classified as a songbird, and if you were to check their throat area, yes, they have the larynx, which is used for singing like other songbirds do, and they will sing on occasion, though I've only heard it a couple of times. On the other hand, they act like raptors. They have a hook beak. I was talking to someone who works with handling raptors, and they said that shrikes are nastier than a lot of the hawks with that sharp beak. However, they don't have the talons. They don't have talons. They are a perching bird, so their feet are a little different. So what they do is they feed on small mammals and small birds, and sometimes they'll hang around bird feeders to feed on the birds that are here. Well, this one had caught a deer mouse, and I scared it up, and it had flown away. Well, what they do, because they don't have talons, is they'll take the prey and they'll impale it on some branches or thorns or something like that, and then they proceed to go back and rip it apart with their beak, and for that reason they are known as butcher birds. Well, this one was about halfway through devouring the deer mouse when I came along, and I scared it off, but I just stood back and watched, and sure enough it came back and eventually picked up all the prey and moved it off. But it's an interesting sighting to have. A couple years ago, one of them attacked a bird at the bird feeder right here at our place, and it impaled it on the bird feeder. So I saw the shrike kept right on coming back to the bird feeder, and I thought that was weird. So I went out and took a look on the other side of the feeder, and that sure enough, that's what it was. The other sightings of note this week is during one of my morning walks, I saw the fresh tracks of a weasel. This time of year, they turn white, so we usually change their name to ermine, but it's the same critter. And they are very energetic. They are a predator. They're the only predator we have that turns color in winter. And they hop around. They do a lot of this weasel antic of hopping. If you look at their tracks, it looks like they almost have 2 feet the way they hop. And then they tunnel and so forth. And this one was going all over the snow. And I thought it was kind of interesting that here we have a predator, and the animal is small enough that it could go across the top of 20 inches of snow. I never did see the critter. That's a hard thing to do. But nevertheless, I saw the tracks that showed it was very energetically out there. And then yesterday morning during a walk, I came across some tracks of an otter. Otters are just amaze me in the wintertime, because this one had hopped along the ice of a creek, and it came to a spot there was still some open water. Without hesitation, it goes right into that cold water and then swims for a while and then comes out and goes on and hops again. Yeah, very, very interesting. They're both members of the weasel family, and they both remain active all winter. And they feed on entirely different kinds of foods, but they're out there being a predator. Both of them are. So the next time we speak, we will be into a brand new year. So enjoy the last few days and this wonderful, terrific month that we've had. And thank you for calling.
Yeah. See you, Larry.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year, lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.